Optical Engineering School. The very first clock-making school in Moray opened in 1855. It was housed in the town hall but closed after only 5 years because of insufficient funding. In 1888, the Moray Council decided that a vocational training college should be set up to reinvigorate a local industry which was suffering at the hands of foreign competition. Finally, on the 31st of August, 1895, the council passed a bylaw which was to make way for the creation of a vocational training college under the name of École Pratique d'Industrie. It was the first official school of its kind to be opened in the Department of the Jura, and 23 students enrolled in the first year. The skills of clockmaking were taught until 1904, when Jules Monneret, its then director, decided to open a spectacle-making department. By 1925, a specific tax had been introduced by the government to finance vocational training, and this led to a vast national program to open vocational training colleges across the country. Moray's National Optical Engineering School opened its doors on the 18th of June, 1933, and took the name Lycée Victor Bérard in honor of the Jura senator who had worked so hard to get it set up. The school's actual building was designed by Paul Gouadet, a Parisian architect who worked almost exclusively on public construction projects. He was also a fervent advocate of the use of reinforced concrete. The most impressive part of the building has to be the ceremonial staircase of 200 steps, which links the entrance gate on the banks of the river with the classrooms situated halfway up the slope. In its first year, the new optical engineering school attracted 156 students, of whom 95 studied optics and eyewear, 45 precision engineering, 14 joinery, and 2 clockmaking. This student demographic reflected the future of the valley, which would soon focus exclusively on spectacle making and optical engineering. The school has maintained its good reputation to the present day. Every year, 800 students enroll to study the various trades which make up the eyewear industry. It has its own shop so the students can find out what it is like to practice their future profession in a real situation. The shop is open to the public. The school is an essential part of the industrial process, and for more than a century it has been training the workforce of the Moray eyewear industry. It actively contributes to the longevity of spectacle making in the region and ensures the industry is represented in its traditional homeland. The museum you are currently visiting is also part of this dynamic. It safeguards the history and heritage of this industry, of which the companies of the region may be justly proud.